Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Nandi is one of the biggest artists out of TZ, and that was cemented after a 2018 album titled The African Princess. And she has been known as royalty in East African music, particularly Tanzania, because if her voice is on a track, there's every chance it turns to gold. Nandi just dropped a new EP titled Taste EP the other day, and I'm here for it. Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Hopefully you're doing good, getting vaccinated, masking up, whatever you gotta do. Sounds like a plan, right? Because we gotta get back to some sort of normal. But anyway, let's do this thing. Nandi, Taste EP, the Moto Moto Review.
The latest African album review is...
Taste EP was released June 18th, 2021, so it's super fresh out the oven. And it was released under Nandi herself with exclusive license to Empower Africa Limited. It has four songs, 12 minute 14 second runtime, no features, and production credits go to Kimambo, Mr. LG, and Mr. T Touch.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Taste EP opens up with Yuda, which has an amazing tempo. It's like mid-tempo. That is the whole vibe, and it will take you to a place where you just want to swing from side to side while listening to it. You cannot resist but to move. If you've ever enjoyed that Kizomba Zouk style with Cuban influences, then this one has a bit of that DNA and is absolutely perfect in that realm. Track 2 on the EP is Nimekuzoea, which is the hit single from this one, on a true Bongo Flava level. It's more up-tempo, so definitely faster than what Nandi normally does, but that's not a problem. With a voice like hers, well, the world is your oyster, honestly. It has an interesting composition. I heard a little of the feeling of that Brenda Fassie's Vulindlela in there, and there was a gorgeous guitar in there as well. I see East Africa is totally vibing to this song, especially in the last 2 to 3 weeks, roughly. You may have seen Nandi herself with friends doing the Dagiwe challenge on this song and turning it into the Nimekuzoea challenge, I guess. So yeah, it's doing the rounds. New Couple is a much slower song than Nimekuzoea, but this is vintage Nandi, of course. The Nandi you expect on a record, generally speaking. It's guitar laden with a more Afrobeats feel mixed with the Eastern flavor. Same goes for the fourth and final track on the Taste EP, which is Yote Sawa, and it borrows a little from the reggae side of things without fully going there at all. The beat hangs with hardly any drums and very little bass for the most part, and it was just a nice touch for what it is. You kind of expect something to drop, but it never drops. And it fits perfectly.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
For a four-track EP, there's very little to fault on Taste. And of course, when it comes to hit-making, Nandi already got that on lock. Vocally, she is as talented as she is unique. It all shows on Taste EP. The delivery was fantastic throughout, and there was great use of backing vocals to give depth and that variety, using both male and female voices, as she also backed herself up very well. On the mixing and mastering side, I saw that quality we like to see, and throughout the continent, of course, especially for upper echelon musicians like Nandi. And I loved the clarity on the vocals especially. It left nothing to doubt and easily shows how much Nandi is vocally gifted without trying to mask anything for a voice. It's more natural for her. TZ generally adds a fair amount of roominess in the mix for the vocal, and you get used to it fairly quickly after listening to more music from that side. So that might be something that other people might notice if you don't readily listen to music from TZ.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I find it interesting in general that TZ artists don't care much to infuse English in their music, Nandi being one of them. I mean, she does here and there, but hardly. They go pure like Sukuma with it and only infuse a few other languages, maybe a bit of Swahili or whatever, but not too much English. I wonder why that is, but you gotta play to the market, of course, and be true to your own tongue. And that's what TZ artists do. I can only assume Nandi's working on a bigger project, and the outcome of that will be quite something, judging by the work done here on the Taste EP. I definitely loved it, and I played it multiple times. It's super easy to just repeat after all this, like 12 minutes, right? Four songs, 12 minutes, you could bump that like for an hour, easily. All four songs are dope and super simple to listen to, easy on the ear. I loved them. It's a no skips EP, and all I know is whatever album Nandi's gonna drop is gonna be fire, because like the title of the EP says, this is a taste, just to show you like, yeah, something is coming. So yeah, it is what it is. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.